Brody was doing some running this morning. How do you think his chances are of playing on Saturday?
Oh, look, Brody's progressing well, but it's a day-by-day sort of thing with these concussions, and we'll have to wait till later in the week and when he has to do the test and train a little bit more. So at this stage, we don't really know, but, as I said, we just have to... It's a day-by-day thing, see how he progresses through the week.
How's Scott Thompson going? He's playing well in the SNFL, can't break in. How's he handling that?
Oh, Tomo's a professional and... he missed a fair chunk of pre-season, so he's working his way back to some good form and fitness, and he's been performing really well, so he's not too far away.
Well, she said he wants him to have two games before he's eligible to play for the Crows. He's had his two. Do you see him coming straight back in?
Oh, that's a decision for Phil and the coaching staff, but he certainly can't do much more than what he's been doing. His leadership and his experience is invaluable, so we'll have to wait and see what they decide with.
Last year the loss to Melbourne loomed large in the season. Do you guys think about that this week? I mean, it gets brought up in the media, obviously, but from a player's perspective, do you guys think about that okay this week?
Not really. It's a lot's changed with both clubs and teams, so. I don't think what happened last year is going to have any relevance to what happens this weekend. And as I said, they've changed the way they play a little bit, made adjustments, and so have we. So, I don't think it's going to have any relevance.
So does your game plan now under Walshy mean you're less reliant on individuals? And if one soldier falls out, someone else can come in and do the job, the pressure on the way you play as a team?
Yeah, that's the way we're trying to set up, that we rely on each other and each individual plays their role within the team to the best of their ability, and that's what we judge each other on. So that's the way we're trying to play, and we're only 2 weeks in, but there's been good signs with that in that regard.
Does that mean you're less reliant on individuals, though, to get results than maybe you were in the past?
Oh, look, we're trying to work together better as a team, and we feel that we'll get better results when we play like that. And then when we have everyone pulling their weight, chipping in and playing their role, then there's more chance that we'll get the result that we need.
How have you tried to nurture that? Trust has been a word that you guys have been talking about a lot early this year, whereas we didn't probably hear as much last year. How have you tried to sort of, nurture that trust?
It started, many months ago when we started pre-season, and we had a really solid pre-season, a lot of hard training under our belt, and I suppose that's where you build up the foundations for what happens during the year. So it certainly started with that, but having said that, we've still got a bit of work to do in that regard, and I've already mentioned it, but we're 2 weeks in, and there's a long way to go, so. We still got to improve in that area.
I mean, you do the hard yards in the summer, and physically it pays off during the year, but mentally, pushing each other to push further and further, is that helping you sort of gel as a team as well?
Yeah, well, our pre-season is about challenging ourselves physically and mentally, and so when we get in situations that are difficult during the season, that we can come through it. As I said, we've done a lot of work in that area, tried to build some trust over the summer, and just trying to keep building it as we move forward.
So how does that feel on game day? If you've got a little more trust in each other in the past, to make the game easier and more fun to play? I mean, how does it sort of work?
I think each player is pretty clear on what their requirements are, what their role is in the team, and when you have that clarity, it becomes a lot easier to perform at your best and give everything to the team. So it's just about having that clarity and understanding how we want to play, understanding what the opposition's trying to do, and going forward from there.
And that's much more clear this year. Everyone has you understand your defined roles better. Like David Teague spoke about that in the forward line, and Walsh has, and about players sacrificing, maybe kicking goal to block and that sort of stuff. Is your clarity much clearer this year?
Oh, look, I think the clarity is really good this year, and I'm not going to compare to what we've had in the past and things like that, but as we sit here now, the players are really clear on what is required, and it's certainly helping us able to perform on the weekend.
Do you want to have a crowd environment where, I know Hawthorn's got chock full of stars, but they went through a season last year where they lost a handful of really good players, but other guys were able to come in and play their role. Is that what you'd like to create here?
Yeah, we've been aiming to try and increase our depth, and we obviously, it's a tough game. We're going to get injuries along the way. We're going to get little hiccups and hurdles thrown at us. So to have that depth in our squad and guys performing well, in both teams is really important. And I think that helps build the foundation for a solid club.
Last one, guys.
Just a couple of guys like Betts and Jacobs, who picks up on Carlton and the players that lost. How important have Betts and Jacobs been for Adelaide?
Oh, look, they've been really important. And, as a number of our other players we've got from other clubs have been also. But they fit in really well with our culture at our club, and they're team-first players, which is what everyone loves about them.